Ruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Zera Shimshin. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and refua shalema for Rav Chaim Yosef ben Malkin Nechama and for Sara Baspina. May they each have a refua shalema b'mheira and arichas yomim b'shanim tavos. We say in the parsha, that Hashem Yisparach gives the covenant of peace. And for Pinchas and for his children afterwards would be the bris kehunas oilom, tachas asher kinei lelokov, the fact that he was zealous for Hashem, vayechaper al b'nei Yisrael, and brought atonement for Klal Yisrael. The Zera Shimshon points out, we find that Pinchas was zoiche to three things after he killed Zimri: the Bris Yishalom, the kahuna for himself and for his children, the fact that he will be the Malach who will tell of the future Geula. Each one of these is Mida Keneged Mida. The Bris Shalom is if he would die early, people might reason that he died because it was a punishment because he killed Zimri. Therefore, he continued to live. Kahuna. The Medrash Rabbah says that one who is Shoyfe Ichdam Sharashoyim, it's like he brought a korban. Because of that, Pinchas, who killed Zimri, was Zoichet to be a Koyein, who would be Makriv Korbanos. Since Pinchas was able to keep back the Magay for the plague and make Shalom between Bnei Yisrael and Aviyam Shabashamayim, he was Zoiche, he merited to be the Malach in Achras Hayomim, in the end of days, who will make peace in the entire world. As it says, Pinchas Ze Eliyahu. We see how wondrous is the Mida Keneged Mida, the way that Hashem Yisparach works in our world. In Eretz Yisrael, there is a man who for some reason or other, Shidduchim just weren't working out. The months and the years were progressing. He did not know exactly what the reason was, but he was mekabel be'emunah shelema. There was one mitzvah that he continued to do week after week, every Erev Shabbos without fail, and that was to go to be mevaker chayla, to go to visit a facility where there were people unwell, to cheer them up and to visit them. One Erev Shabbos, when things were especially at a low time, there was an incident that happened. And there, one of the patients began to scream at him. He was embarrassed. Of course, he could not help but being hurt, feeling that he doesn't have a shidduch, and on top of everything, he's embarrassed in this way. It happens to be that just that Erev Shabbos, there was someone who he didn't realize was observing the entire scene and had seen his comportment, his midas toivas, his mavral midoisov. The person did some research, found out his name, eventually was successful in reading him a shidduch. The shidduch that became his kala. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, may we continue to see the Mida Keneged Mida, the wonderful Chesed and Rachamim of Hashem Yisparach in our world. I wish everyone may umke deliver, b'suros tovos, yeshuas, v'nechamos.